If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Raterloid. Kind of a different vibe for this episode, isn't it?
I would say so, considering we're not in the same venue at the moment.
Yeah, we're not in the same building. We do not have our usual mics. Because of the whole, big virus thing that's happening, I've decided that it's probably best for me to isolate a bit. Because I work retail.
Yeah, and I've had to go away for kind of unrelated health reasons.
Yeah, yeah. It's just a lot of health things happening in the world at once.
Yeah.
So what this means is I'm in my my little flat with a blanket wrapped around the computer screen, the microphone, and myself. And Harper is down like 40 minutes away from where I am recording with I don't know what.
I'm recording with a laptop and a headset that I'm not used to recording, and it was very fun because originally I thought I could set it up with my phone, and it works on Bluetooth, so I connected it to my phone, which I forgot I had called something. So when it connected, I just got this serious robotic voice in my ear going, "Connecting to Nasty Boy."
Oh, that's incredible.
I was like, oh, nice.
It's the Nasty Boy. That's the one I keep seeing whenever I open up my Bluetooth. It's very good.
It's extremely good.
What this means, though, folks, is that we sort of have a different vibe today because we have never recorded over Discord before. We don't know how this is going. This is sort of figuring it out as we go along, and I think it will work out.
I think we got this.
I think improvisation is how you find the true nature of art. And we are trendsetters leading the path. Just truly incredible, you know?
Are you saying that we are the first to do improvised comedy over Discord? Because I kind of have news for you, buddy.
I think we're the first is the thing.
God knows, we're so isolated now. How would we ever be able to tell?
Not with the internet.
Of course not with the internet. We live in Australia.
Yeah, that's true.
Where our internet is worse than third world countries.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, third world countries have been handling this a lot better than most first world countries. So maybe the first world, third world distinction isn't quite as big as people have been saying it is.
I'd still say they're pretty big, but in this case, no.
Yeah, yeah. I just like shitting on America. That's sort of what I'm here for.
Oh, God, I think America's shitting on itself right now. To all our American listeners out there, please stay safe. Don't go outside. Just, I don't know.
Shitting on itself, rolling around in it, you know, all that kind
rolling
of stuff.
Rolling around in its feces.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord.
I guess
again, guys, please.
We should
stay.
Introduce ourselves.
Introduce ourselves?
Yeah, you may as well. This is Raterloid. We review Vocaloids. I am Jonathan. I'm joined, as always, by my favorite isolation friend, Harper.
Hello, I'm isolated.
You really are.
Just in, I have
on a
become
farm
isolation.
In the middle of nowhere.
But hey, by doing that, I'm doing the right thing.
Yeah, it's good. It's good to do.
Also,
a heads up. Sorry, this is kind of disjointed because I'm remembering things. But our podcast network, that is not canon, That's Not Canon has started a new podcast called That's Not COVID, where people from That's Not Canon will be putting up small, like 5 to 15 minute podcasts talking about things you can do to distract yourself during these times. I think it's really worth checking out because, like, self-isolation gets you fucking down. I've been watching far too much of a bad anime, so it's good to get alternatives to this.
No, I'm really excited for this series to come out, actually, because like it's gonna be fun to do, and I'm keen to see what other members of the network have to say. So like, yeah.
Also, I'm on there. I'm in what going to be in one of the episodes. I talk about Gundam. Who would have guessed?
I'm also gonna be on there. I'm gonna be broaching a slightly different topic to our usual anime, but I think it'll still be an interesting one.
All is good.
Speaking of anime, how has your anime viewing been doing in this past week?
Let me tell you about G Gundam.
Oh,
G Gundam is made for children, and that is okay.
it's
However,
not.
children are not valid.
Children shouldn't have anime.
They should not have anime. That's just how this works. The issue is that G Gundam doesn't have a plot, and when it does have plot going on, like when a story is happening, it's actually very good. But most of the time, there's just a bunch of shitty nothing happening. And then also, it wants to show you the anime titties sometimes.
Ha.
I'm so mad about this. I went 16 episodes, minimal horniness directed toward the ladies of the show. And then suddenly, just you hit episode 17, and they're like, oh, this is, the child character. He becomes Mineta. He becomes Mineta. He becomes Greg from
Oh,
My Hero Academia.
no.
He goes from like a
No.
likable, mischievous lad to, ho-ho, I'm accidentally revealing your panties, and ho-ho, I'm going to look at the big titty lady going for a bath, and it's the worst.
That's just, I'm upset now. I guess they were sort of like, we've gone how many episodes without a single titty? Fuck, we better make up for it.
We need
Quick,
more
someone bring
titties.
out the titties.
We need more titties.
Just.
It's so bizarre. That being said, my favorite character has appeared. He
Oh.
is so clearly one of the villains in disguise.
What kind of disguise are we talking about? Are we talking about like false mustache and everyone thinks he's a different person altogether?
No, he's wearing a ninja mask in the colors of Germany.
Oh, I think I saw an image of this on your Twitter and it's.
Yes. So here's the thing. One of the big bads of the show is called hang on a second. I've done something stupid.
Big bad
No,
man.
no.
Ninja German man.
He's the brother of the main character.
Oh yeah, the Sasuke's brother.
He's Sasuke's brother. And so this guy turns up. He is meant to be the fighter from Germany. His name is Schwarzbruder, which means black brother. And he's also, for some reason, a ninja, and you're like, oh, this is just the brother. This is just the brother who's evil. That's what that is. Like,
He's about to kill their entire family.
you can't
Great.
fool me. It's bizarre, is all I can really say. Like, I have mixed feelings about G Gundam. It has some really fun moments. It's incredibly watchable, but it's not a good show.
That's interesting that it's like, because from what you've told me about it outside of the podcast, I couldn't tell if it was watchable or not. Like, is it watchable in the way where it's kind of like just a bit of fun, or is it watchable in the way where it's like it's so bad that you can't look away?
No, it's watchable in that it's just like, it's. All right. I really like Gundam because I have to think about Gundam. Like, a lot of the
Yeah.
politics and stuff, they get you thinking, and it's fun to do. Whereas, like, G Gundam, you're listening to it, and, or you're watching it, and you're like, this is just nothing. It's just nothing. It's like, it's entertaining, I guess. I think I described it to
Okay.
you as like the McDonald's of anime, where you're like,
Yeah, that's right, that's right.
I'm eating this, and I definitely am, but I'm not gaining anything from eating this, you know?
Yeah, okay. For me, that's just like a total turn off for like any sort of show. So it's a bit hard for me to understand. 'Cause usually like if I'm not gaining anything from a show, then I don't want to continue watching it. Even if it is kind of like a bit entertaining, it has to be really entertaining for
Well,
me.
I think it still has the thing that I do like some of the characters. America's fighter is called Chibity Crockett. I want to say that again, Chibity Crockett.
Like with a B, chibbity.
Yes. He is wearing the Steven Universe star shirt.
Does he have. Now, his last name is Crockett, so I do have to imagine him in one of those, like, raccoon hats.
No, unfortunately, but he has incredible pink and purple hair.
That's still fucking fantastic. I'll allow this.
He has one of my favorite anime tropes of the person speaking in English. but like in a very strong Japanese accent, going, you know, very nice, like all that kind of stuff.
Oh my god.
So that every time he sees your main character, who is Japan's fighter, the subtitles say, like, you know, hey there, Neo Japan fighter. But you just hear the voice actor just go, hey, Japanese. And it's incredible every time.
Hey, Japanese.
Yeah. Like, it's just...
Hello there, Japanese person.
Hello there, Japanese. It's a lot. It's entertaining.
That's good. That's good that it's at least entertaining.
Yeah, yeah. Like I said, I can watch it in the background and not really have to pay attention, which is good.
That is a benefit.
Yeah. What have you been watching?
Well, thank you for asking. I actually finished last night all the episodes of that furry anime, The Beastars.
Oh, how's the ending?
It's a cliffhanger. So there's going to be a second season. It actually says at the end, see you in second season.
Yeah.
So I'm like, you know what? Fair. I kind of do want another season of this.
Excellent. That's the ideal ending.
And it's a very bizarre watch.
Yeah.
I would say it is a cross between your typical like high school romance anime and horror.
Awesome. Yes. Good.
But like the horror comes from the internal conflict of the main character and the world that he lives in.
Yeah. Okay.
It's fucking wild.
That sounds pretty awesome. Like,
at the beginning, I was like, I was really worried about where this was going. Like, it toes the line, and particularly in the last episode, it gets pretty intense. Like, you're kind of like, oh wow, this okay, you've killed a person there.
Oh no,
that person's dead. But there is a badass panda with a bamboo crossbow, so that's pretty good.
Who's a psychologist, right?
He describes himself as a psychotherapist for the carnivores in the black market sort of area. And he shoots at someone trying to mug the main character. And he's like, thank you for taking care of my patient. And you're just like, you're such a badass. What the fuck?
What a hero. What an absolute hero.
And I actually super love the main girl character, Haru, who's this rabbit. And, like, she's kind of fucking excellent because she's just like, yeah, I'm the weakest animal, and I hate it, and I hate anyone who pities me.
Yeah. Also, hey, I'm looking up pictures of this panda.
Yeah.
Holy shit!
This panda be jacked.
Everyone, his name is Gohin. G-O-H-I-N.
Yep.
Holy shit, this panda.
This panda is jacked.
He looks like a yakuza.
Well, it's funny you should say that.
Oh, yeah?
Because without spoiling too much, he does fight the yakuza.
Okay, fuck yeah. He's the Kazuma Kiryu of this world.
Fuck. He is basically the Kazuma Kiryu of the Beastars universe. Do you want to know what Beastar is?
What is it?
Beastar in this universe is like a high school student. It's basically like the president of the high school student body, and they're meant to represent like harmony between the herbivores and the carnivores.
Oh, I like that. That's good.
And they're called Beastars, and I love that.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
It's fucking excellent. So that's been just some of the content I've been consuming recently because now I have the time.
Yeah, what else are
another.
You gonna do?
Another thing I've been watching, and I'm not going to talk about it in this episode because I haven't watched enough of it to really talk about, but it's basically like a fake Let's Play of this really weird, intriguing horror game.
What's it called?
It's called Petscop. One word, P-E-T-S-C-O-P.
I'm going to look at that later.
It's really bizarre, and that's all I'm going to say on it.
I've just read the channel description, which is enough to have my interest.
See, I went in blind, like, I saw, like, fan art of it, and I'm like, huh, what's this?
I need to know more about this.
Yeah, basically.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
All right, We should get into our Vocaloid of today. Folks, do not be surprised if we run overtime today, by the way, because times are weird and it's good to talk about this shit for as long as we can.
And we have a lot of things to talk about, I think.
Yeah, our Vocaloid today is IA. Is that how we're saying it, or is it IA? What are we thinking?
I think it's either IA or IA, because I was looking at the wiki for her, and apparently she's named after her voice provider, which is Leah or Laya?
Yeah, Leah, yeah.
I think it's Leah, so I think...
Let's call it IA.
Yeah, IA.
Shout out to my friend IA. The voice actress, as you said, is called Leah. She's actually a pretty well-known singer. She sang the opening to Angel Beats.
Oh, shit.
Initial D, Fourth Stage, the visual novel Clan Ad. Actually has a really dope music history. Has made, like, happy hardcore music for a while. Did some trance in the 2000s. Like, all that kind of stuff.
Oh, my God. I'm going to have to check more of her out. I did not know this. She sounds cool as hell. Yeah,
she graduated from Berkeley. Like, that's one of the good music universities.
Wow. Oh, my God.
And the Vocaloid voice itself was designed to be simple and straightforward and easy to use. And easy to customize, even. Which is, I think is a really cool idea behind a Vocaloid.
Absolutely. I feel like that's, yeah, like, yeah. It sounds like a good place for beginners to start, but also, like, also very usable for more professionals.
Exactly, yeah. Because, like, how a Vocaloid is not an easy thing to get into, especially for making it. So it's good to have, like, that easy one.
Yeah, like, as someone who's fucked around with a little bit of Utaloid, it's not quite challenging, but I'm still learning the ropes.
Yeah. Get ready for our sequel podcast where we go through all the Utaloids, like the horny furry ones.
I don't have the energy for an entire series, but I'd so love to do that as a special.
Okay, hell yeah. We'll keep that in mind. We'll keep that in mind. let's get into look on this friend.
Yes.
Do you want to go first?
Well, I have a little excerpt here from the Tumblr Know Your Vocaloid, which I've only just found recently, and I feel like I should have known about this sooner.
This seems like the most valuable Tumblr for us.
I know, right? And basically what I found on IA was that her soft colors complement her soft voice. And damn, she do have a lot of softness.
She's very soft. Okay, let me get my notes up to this. I love, yeah, the really soft and pastel colors to go with them.
Yeah.
It's like a really beautiful shades of pink going along with the outfit.
It's really cute. Her outfit, honestly, looks pretty comfy.
It really does. I want the t-shirt, like the oversized shirt she's wearing. I want that.
Same. Just her entire outfit, honestly. Yeah.
The flowy skirt. It's very
And cute. Like her. Yeah. And her hair is like all loosely done. So it kind of looks pretty casual and sweet.
But with the braids, it's just like very good is the thing, right?
It's really good. It's got a lot of flow. It's got a lot of momentum. And it's just nice to look at.
Yeah, it's really interesting because I was reading on the wiki that people were unsure about people were unsure about them moving away from vivid colors and moving towards like the softer pastels. But like the thing is, because every Vocaloid uses vivid, bright colors, it actually helps it stand out more, I would say.
Exactly. And I feel like it worked in previous, like, designs where they moved away from vivid colors to more pastel colors, because I think they did that with another one. I can't remember.
I can remember off the top of my head, but I think you're right.
I think she was the android, like, from the future idol.
Oh, yeah. Who was that?
I can't remember!
I have to be very careful looking at this up, because my keyboard makes the big noise.
Could you use phone, mayhaps?
No.
Oh, okay.
Was it Tone?
That's okay then, I guess.
Tone Rion?
Yes, Tone Rion, that was her name.
That's right, yeah, she went vivid to like the trans pride colors, yeah.
Yeah, it worked hella well.
Yeah, it was very good. Pastels are cute is the thing.
Pastels are so heckin' cute. I do want to say one thing, because like I was reading up on how like her like full sort of release title was like IA and the Planets or something like that.
Aria of the Planets?
Aria of the Planets. But like I think she was supposed to have a space theme, and I feel like that doesn't fully translate in her design. Like she's got like a sci-fi theme, like the rest of the Vocaloids.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't say a space theme.
Well, she was meant to be part of I think it was a project, wasn't it? Aria on the Planets?
Maybe that's what it was.
It is. It's the first vocal in the Aria of the Planets line.
Then maybe we may see more.
Perhaps. Although the other one that I think is listed is one. And one is not a Vocaloid. It's through a different vocal software.
Oh, okay.
Just to be confusing.
Just to make that just a little more confuzzled in my brain.
Yeah. Cool. That being said, I think I'm really positive on this look. I love how it looks.
I also enjoy how she looks. I think it's very cute and fun.
Yeah. Yeah. I really want that oversized shirt.
Fuck yes.
So to personality we go.
Over to personality. So, like, yeah, she seems like apparently she was meant to be kind of, like, mysterious.
Yeah.
And, yeah, like, I can see that.
Like,
she's got...
Yeah, with the soft, flowy vibes, I think it works well.
So her personality is meant to be mysterious, but I can also, like, I like to imagine that, like, once you get to know her, she becomes less mysterious and just sort of more, like... what's the word? Not like an airhead. That's too harsh. But just sort of like more a bit like...
Bubbly?
Daydreamy?
Yeah,
bubbly, daydreamy, yeah, I was more going for.
No, that makes sense completely.
Yeah.
I actually found an article that says, why does Ea lack a personality?
Holy shit.
And apparently it's that the fandom as a whole never really gave her much personality. They really liked the mysterious aspect to it. There's also another thing.
So they wanted to keep that going.
Yeah, okay, basically.
Interesting. Interesting. I feel like with less of a personality, you can do more with her theming-wise with songs and stuff.
Yes, 100%. Also, have you looked at her eyes and the colors in her eyes? Sorry, going back to look. Look at her eyes closely. It's like a blue and purple, almost galaxy kind of look.
I'm getting a picture up now. Hang on a second. Ooh. Oh yeah, it is blue and purple. That's really pretty.
Yeah.
And that's where the vivid color comes in.
Yeah. I think you can actually see some of that space, space theming in the sparkles in her hair as well.
Maybe that's where it is.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just thought that was like an aesthetic, like art choice.
That's fair.
I think that
could also play into the mysterious vibe they're going for. Is these weird dual color eyes, like the incredible, almost pearlescent hair, that kind of stuff.
You know what her design actually makes me think a lot of?
Yeah.
God Madoka from Madoka Magica.
Holy shit! Let me look this up.
Like with the sparkles and the flowy hair and the soft pink, like she's about to fucking save all of Magical Girl Kind over here.
Maybe that's where the mystery comes from.
That's where the mystery is. She's actually a magical girl sent to end the suffering of all magical girl kind. Like,
I like this.
You know, she's gonna stab some cute little cat or something. I don't know. That was more Homura's deal, but like, I don't know.
I'm a big fan of this punk rock magical girl.
Punk rock magical girl needs to happen way more often, and I'm sure there's like some of them in like the bajillion Precure series out there.
Someone's got to have made them, yeah.
So I don't have the energy to go through all of Pretty Cure to find this out. There's too many.
You're so valid. I actually like that they committed to the mysterious vibe for Ea, though.
Yeah, I know.
I think it, like, again, it's nice for them to actually take a stance on it, as opposed to a lot of Vocaloids in the past who've had nothing.
Oh, I totally agree. Like, yeah, they were like, yeah, no, this is the design, dude. Like, this is where we're going. This is our vibe. We're going to shoot a robot into outer space, and it's going to be more mysterious and cool, and we're going to leave her trapped on a space station, and she'll start singing, like, that one song that the first robot learned how to speak, you know.
Wait, okay, hang on. I need to explore this lore you've created. Are you saying they sent a Vocaloid into space?
Yeah, that's totally what happened with her. They strapped her to a rocket, very much Danganronpa style. And she flew it to space, and she was like, this is my life now. And maybe she started singing, and she got picked up by some aliens. I don't know. She's an android, so maybe her consciousness was put into the rocket.
Now, hear me out.
You know what I'm saying?
Then you combine that with Space Channel 9.
Oh, wow.
Space Channel 5. which I have talked about on the podcast before, the rhythm game on the Dreamcast where you danced a bunch of aliens to death.
Oh, is that what you did to those aliens?
Yeah, that's you dancing to kill them, I believe. It's unclear.
That's hey, you know what? I really like that. That's creative. It allows for, like, creative expression and genocide. It's a really, like, just a beautiful all-in-one sort of thing.
To be fair, the aliens did attack first.
Fair. I do see your point. I do see your point with that.
Overall, though, with EA, I think I'm positive on personality, despite, like, the lack of it, because they just went, no, this is with, like, she is meant to be mysterious. You're not meant to know much about her. Which is better than nothing.
I 100% do agree with you, but also part of my brain is just like, oh, so you're being a lazy motherfucker. You're gonna put this character out here and say, oh, she's just so mysterious. And then, like, damn, she do be mysterious, though.
She at least has more effort put into her than past Vocaloids.
You're right, and you should say it, and I do agree with this.
Compared to Tonio.
Tonio had a lot of effort put into him, actually, design-wise, I would say. There was a lot of effort in that design.
Hold up. I don't know if amount of design translates to effort.
Look, it took a lot of effort to look at that design.
That is true. He had the most design happening.
He had so much design happening, you know? Like, he took design from other characters. Like, if we ever see a character and, like, they really could have added more design to this character. They were a victim of Tonio and his design sucking energies.
It happens, you know? There's nothing you can do about it.
He takes a big old sip of their aesthetic, and then he transfers that into his fucking unicorn body.
No, please don't sip my aesthetic!
I'm going to sip your aesthetic.
I hate this so much.
This is my vampire who speaks in OO and only cares about appearance.
I love Vampire the Masquerade so much. We should go on to voice. Shall we talk about the song that I sent?
Yes, absolutely. You go.
I was going to say, the song that I sent is by Yasuhiro. It is called, let me find the name for you real quick, Wailing Vampire.
Oh, that's such a good name, and it works so well with the cover art, too. Mm-hmm. I really like the cover art.
Oh, it's gorgeous, isn't it?
Yeah.
And I think you can see the fact of her being, like, pretty straightforward and easy to use.
Definitely. I find it has a lot of similarities to the song I sent you.
Yes, yeah. But I also found, like, basically trance music and that sort of stuff while looking for the song. And I think you can. I think it's partly because of how straightforward she is to use. She can be used in a lot of different styles.
I've already had it. Sorry, that was Mom.
All good.
Do you just want to say that again?
You can see her straightforwardness in the breadth of music that's created for her. Like, there's a lot of different genres being made for her.
Yeah, no, definitely. Well, okay, I probably haven't done as much digging as you have. I haven't found that much genre variation.
Let me find a song for you.
Be wrong, and I probably am, and I'm thoroughly okay with that. I embrace my wrongness.
It's good to be wrong.
I am so wrong, it's right, you know? Like, baby, let's feel this tonight.
If this is being wrong, I don't want to be right.
That's the vibe I was going for, but I wasn't going to copyright stamp myself like that, you know? I'm too good for that.
That's fair. check the song that I sent you.
Doing that? All right, now.
Actually, I think this is going to be my song for today. This is my song for today.
This is your song for today?
I'm changing it to this just for how interesting it is.
And would you please tell me what this song is called?
It is called Chiri Chiri Juso by Kikuo.
I fucking love it, and it's definitely got that trance vibe you were talking about.
Yeah, it's very psychedelic.
Very EDM.
Yes. But, like, yeah, when I was looking through the songs that exist for her, I was finding a few different vibes, Which, like I said, I think comes from her being easy to use, that people can just sort of, like, paste it into different things.
So true. So true. And, like, her voice is, like, it's soft, but flexible in that softness, if that makes any sense.
No, absolutely it does. Yeah, 100%.
And I really like her voice.
I'm very positive on it, honestly.
Yeah, same, actually. I'm actually really positive on all of her.
Yeah, she's extremely good, is the thing. And I think this is going to be really a very like difficult her. Episode.
Yeah. Fuck, with that being said, should we get into... Yeah, oh, fuck, my song.
Oh, yeah, fuck, we have to talk about your song, shit.
My song, I would say, like, it's probably one of her most well-known songs, A Tale of 6 Trillion Years and One Night.
Yeah, it's a good song.
Like, it's got, like, a ton of fucking views on YouTube, and it's just a banger, honestly. It goes fast, it goes hard, and, you know, sometimes that's all I need.
Sometimes you just need that sheer adrenaline.
Yeah, put it into my veins. Put Vocaloid Nightcore straight into my veins so that I can break through the sound barrier.
That's terrifying.
I want to go fast. I want to feel speed. I want to be beautiful.
All right, let's go into the rankings.
Let's rank and review these lords.
First up is Ia versus Kaiyuki.
Well, Kaiyuki is a lovely, lovely little girl, but definitely a huge fan of Ia's outfit, soft and cute. Yes. Definitely, I like her personality, the mysteriousness there. Even if it's just sometimes mysteriousness, I feel like it's had more effort put into it than others.
Yep.
And I prefer her voice.
Yes, I'm with you all the way on that. It is Ia wins that one, which means we are up against Yuzuki Yukari.
Ooh.
I think that I like Ia more.
I think I do too, actually. She's in a lot of ways similar to Yukari, but I think it's like her done not better, but just in a different way that I prefer.
Like in a way that you vibe with more, yeah?
Yeah. Yeah.
That makes sense.
This vibe is fresh.
This vibe is very fresh. So that means next up is Nekomora Iroha.
Oh, the good cat girl.
Now, what's better lore? Is it corporate shill or is it mysterious?
I do like the mysteriousness. Of course, again, it's not well fleshed out as Nekomora's, because not only is she a corporate shill, but she's got like that, you know, like you got a peek into her personality there.
Oh, of course, yeah.
So that's a tough one, actually. What do you think?
It may just be recency bias, but I really like Ia and all the stuff that people are making with Ia, you know?
Yeah. I really do too, honestly.
I think like I love her aesthetic. I like her aesthetic more than Nekomura's, I think.
Nekomura's is definitely an excellent aesthetic, but the fact that they've made such a nice design with, I would say, a more minimal outfit and like everything, I think works really well. And it's got those nice little details like the two-tone colored eyes and stuff like that.
Yeah, absolutely. And like it because of those pastels, it stand out more. It's more individual.
Definitely, definitely.
Which means up next, I think Ia wins this, yes?
Oh no, Ia wins this, absolutely.
Okay. Which means up next is Oliver.
Ooh. Ooh. Ooh.
I'm gonna be honest.
Yeah.
I think Oliver wins this.
I think Oliver also takes this because his design is more interesting, as is like there was more thought put into the design, and therefore I think also his background in a way.
Yeah, it's more cohesive like that.
Definitely more cohesive. It's very obvious what he is meant to be.
Yeah.
As with Ia, though, you have like a bit of like uncertainty.
Yeah, exactly. And the other thing is that, like, Oliver has the backing of Zane, our podfather, so, you know, we can't let that go for nothing, you know?
Zane does like Oliver, and therefore, to get in his good graces, Oliver shall remain Oliver where he is, lest we befell podfather.
which means next up, it is Ea versus Gumi.
All right, folks. This is it. This is my hot take. This is my hot take for the episode. I think Ea is better than Gumi.
I'm agreeing with you.
I know this is a change in the tables. They've turned at least slightly elongated, and yeah, no, I think I prefer Ea to Gumi, not only in just like objective ways, but also in a personal way.
Yeah, no, I fully agree with you. I think I prefer Ea's outfit and aesthetic. I prefer her voice. Ea's good. Ea's our new number two Vocaloid of all time.
Yo!
That's pretty good.
That is so sick.
Oh, I hate the fucking... Why'd you say that to me?
Me? I just said that was so sick.
Oh, I heard you said thick.
No!
I thought you said that's so thick, and I'm like, what the fuck?
That is not thick. It's thick in goodness, I guess. Like, it's good, very good. So I guess the size of the good is thick. I don't know.
I'm so sorry for just attacking you.
You really gotta, you know, you gotta listen to people, Jonathan. You can't just judge them on what you hear. I can't say what you see because it can't see me.
I can't see right now. This is true.
You can see very little.
I can see internet. Jesus.
On that note,
you can find us on social media.
Our social media is very thick, by which I mean it is thick with goodness.
I'm gonna kill you. I'm gonna hunt you down, and I'm gonna kill you. You can find me on Twitter at Pirate Killjoy.
You can find me on Twitter at HarpsMonty, and the Twitter.
Oh, you go.
The Twitter for the podcast is LloydRate.
And the Tumblr is rate-a-lloyd.tumblr.com.
Yeah.
Check out all the other That's Not Canon podcasts, like That's Not COVID, which I told you about earlier. Check out the That's Not Canon Patreon. In these times, it is incredibly helpful.
Reviewers
on your podcast app of choice, if possible. Tell your friends. Listen, people need podcasts right now, so this is the dumb shit that we're going to provide.
This is some dumb, good distraction shit. Like, you don't have to think about this. You don't even have to care about this.
Exactly. And I also just want to say, I'm sorry if the vibe was off this week. I thought it was a pretty good episode, but I don't know how it's going to translate in the recording. Hopefully it's good, but this is a new thing for us.
Yeah, we're experimenting and we're trying our best in these times. And we want to keep doing this because it's really fun to do.
Yeah, exactly. And you can all find us next week where we will be reviewing Aoki Lapis.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.